Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Mokoshe bakade shikio da baka. Hallelujah. Mokoshe bakade shikio da baka. Father, you are great. Mokoshe bakade and greatly to be praised. Mokoshe baka. Father, we honor you today. Mokoshe bakade. Sheke or Rabaka. Eh, Mokodia Sheke or Didia Sheke, Mokoda Rabaka, Didia Sheke. We call upon you, the great and mighty I am. Mokodia Sheke, Sheke Didia. Father, we thank you that you are faithful, faithful, faithful. Mokoshe Bakade, Sheke or Rabaka. Oh, we honor your presence today, Father God. Have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. Have your way, Almighty King. You are great and greatly to be praised. No one has an arm like you, Lord, full of power and might. Lord, you have a mighty arm. Your hand is strong. Your right hand is high. Static. Mokoshe baka. Bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We retaliation, revenge of the enemy. Mokoshe bakade shike o nenenea. O makade dia shike o dia shike dia shike nedebaka. Oh, Father, we agree with your plan today. Mokoshe bakaridia, stretch out your arm, Mokoshe, and deliver us and rid us out of all bondage. Mokoshe bakade shikeredidia, shikinenedidibaka. Oh, Mokoridia, Father, let fear and dread fall upon the enemy by greatness of your arm, Mokoshe, until Mokoshe we pass over. Favor us, O God, and let your right arm bring us in Mokoshe into our possessions. Mokoshe baka, break Rahab in pieces and scatter your enemies with strong arm. Mokoshe, with your strong arm. Mokoshe baka, let your hand establish us and let your arm strengthen us. Your right hand and your holy arm give us victory. Mokoshe bakade shekere didia. Show lightning down. Mokoshe, your arm against our enemies. Mokoshe bakade shekere didia. We trust in your arm for salvation. Mokoshe, we trust in your arm for our salvation. Awake, awake, O God. Mokoshe baka, and put your strength. Mokoshe, O arm of the Lord, awake us in the ancient days. Mokoshe, cut Rahab and wound the dragons. E nene o sheke ne. E sheke. Excuse me. Make bare your holy arm in the sight of all nations. E sheke, and let all flesh see your salvation. Show Mokoshe strength. Mokoshe, with your arm and scatter the proud. Reveal your arm unto us, that we might know your strength and power. Let your power, Mokoshe, let the power in your hands be released in our lives, O God. We thank you for your holy presence. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe, we are gathered here together, Mokoshe, to honor you, to give you praise, to give you thanksgiving. Mokoridia sheke e sheke ridia. Mokoridia sheke e ridia sheke. Mokoridia sheke ridia sheke on mabakaridia. Lord, release your glory. Mokoshe, your glorious power against the enemy. Let your power and your might be released from your hand. Scatter the enemy by your power, O God. Rule over your enemies through your power, Father God. Mokoshe, have your way, your mighty way, your powerful way, your strong way. Let your power, Mokoshe, but the power of your anger, Isheke, be released against the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe Bakare, we release the power and authority of the Lord against all demons we encounter in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe Baka, we are delivered from the power of Satan unto you, O God. Mokoshe Baka, divide the sea and destroy marine spirits through your power, O God. Mokoshe Bakare, we are strong in the Lord and the power of your might. Mokoshe, cause the powers of darkness to submit to your power, Father God. Isheke onanamaka erididia. Display your power, your awesome power that men will believe. Release your power in healing and deliverance. Mokoshe bakaridia. Mokoshe, release the power of your voice, O God. Isheke umakoridia, sheke deridia. Let us be amazed at your power, your great power. You are your majesty. Mokoridia, sheke deridia, sheke deridia. Let your great power be released through your apostles, O God. Let your signs, wonders, and miracles be released through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us preach and teach with demonstration of the Spirit and power. Let your power work in me. Mokoshe, let your power work in us. Mokoshe, release your powerful angels on our behalf in the name of Jesus to fight. Mokoshe, our battles in the heavens. Release the power of Elijah through your prophets. Mokoshe Bakare, let us be willing in the day, Mokoshe Bakareya, of your power. Oh, we thank you for your mighty word. Mokoshe, we thank you for your high right hand. We thank you for victory. Mokoshe, daily. Mokoshe Bakareya, over the enemy. We thank you, Mokoshe Bakareya, for each and every person on Boys to Men today, O God. Eshikereya Mokoridia. And we agree with your plan, your mighty plan. You, Mokoshe Baka, you are the true and living Father. You are the true and living God. Ekeshe, we bow before you, Father God, and we honor your holy presence today. And we just thank you for what you're going to do on Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. Mokoshe Bakare, Shekeridia, Shekeridia. Oh, we trust in you, Father God. Oh, Makaridia, Shekeridia, Shekeridia. We trust in you, Father. We trust in you, Father. Mokoshe, we will lean not to our own understanding, but we will lean to your understanding. Mokoshe, Makaridia, Sheke, Oradadadabaka. You are a mighty God. You are the most powerful God. None can compare to your greatness. None can compare to how wonderful you are. Father, lift up every family that's online now and every family that's represented in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that every child will rise above the situations they face. Mokoshe Bakaridia, and draw nigh unto you. Mokoredidia, Shikedidia. I thank you, Father God, for the safety, for the protection of our children, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you. We honor you. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. Have your way. Have your way on Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. Well, good evening again, and welcome to Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. Hallelujah. We are expecting God to do great things today in our midst. Hey, Shekeridia. And we thank him for his holy presence because he is great. Excuse me. Get your Bibles ready. All right. I'm going to ask that each of you press 1, and then I'll put you on the air. Okay, so far no one pressed 1. So if you'll press 1, I'll give you a few minutes. Press 1, please, and then I'll put you on the air. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ishikididia, umakudidia. Lamaya, press 1, baby. I see your number. I need you to press the 1 on your phone. All right, good, all right. Okay. All right. Sean's children, if you all are on, press 1, please. Press 1 so I know where you are. Okay. Okay. So I'm assuming that the rest of you may be just listening. But if you're participating in the lesson today, press 1. Hallelujah. Press 1 if you're participating. All right. Get your Bibles out. Get your Bibles out. All right. There you go. Hold on. I'll let you on. Okay. Good evening, Lamaya. How are you?
Good.
Good. Very good. Glad you're on. Chris, are you on, Chris? What about Chantiel? Spencer, are you on? Okay. Someone else is on with me. 904-765. May I have your name, please?
This is Talana.
Oh, hey. Okay, good. How are you?
I'm good.
Got your grands with you?
She should be on.
Okay, good.
Alexis, if you're on, can you press 1?
All right. Press 1 if you're on. Okay, good. Someone else press 1 just a second. All right. Good evening. How are you? What's your name?
Alexis.
Alexis. Great. We're glad to have you today, Alexis. All right. Hallelujah. All right. I see a 504 number here. There, if you want to speak, you can press 1. If not, you can listen. So we're just so grateful that each of you are here today. All right, Lamaya. I'm so sorry Diamond wasn't even able to be with us today, but I'm glad you're here, Lamaya. Lamaya, how was your day?
It was good. I had a good day at school.
Okay. Anything interesting you want to tell us about your week? How was your week?
I aced the pretest.
What? What kind of pretest was it?
It was a science pretest.
All right. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, man. I'm proud of you, girl. Anything else you want to tell us?
That's it.
All right. And what state do you live in?
I live in Michigan.
Michigan. And how old are you?
I'm 12.
12, girl, you're catching up with me every day, every day. All right, let's see. Someone else is on. Let me see. What did you tell me your name is, young lady?
Alexis.
Alexis, A-L-E-X-I-S?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what state do you live in?
Georgia.
Georgia. Hallelujah. Praise God for you. How old are you?
13.
13?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good. We're glad you're on today and your grandma's on, too. All right, good. So I just thank God for each of you today, and we are so blessed to have you on. So do you have a Bible in front of you, Alexis and Lamaya?
Yes, I
do.
Oh, very good. All right. We are for each time, I'm asking that you all have the old King James Bible. But if you don't have one, it's okay. But I prefer that we kind of read, you know, together. So turn to 1 Corinthians. Now, for Alexis, look in the table of contents. We're going to do a little bit of review. Look in the table of contents in your Bible. That's in the front of your Bible. Table of contents is going to say books of the Bible. You see it, Alexis?
Yes.
All right, great. You see the New Testament?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so look for 1 Corinthians. Lamaya, you are also. 1 Corinthians, and then look for the page.
Yes, I have it.
Okay, great. Is that you, Lamaya?
Yes, it's me.
Okay, good. All right, so 1 Corinthians, Alexis, and then you go over. It's in the way over in the New Testament. So I want you to find 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You have it, Alexis?
Yes, ma'am.
You have chapter 13?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're going to be looking at verse 11. Verse 11. You're very smart, young lady. I'm proud of you. Got two smart people on here.
Thank you.
All right. So we have 1 Corinthians 13:11. You have it, Alexis?
Yes.
All right, great. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I want you to repeat after me. Say 1 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians.
13. I only hear Lamaya. Are you repeating after me too, Alexis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 1 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians.
13. 11.
11.
When I was a child.
When I was a child.
All right, Alexis, I didn't hear you. When I was a child.
When I was a child.
Good. I spake as a child.
I spake as a child.
Both of you repeat the same time now. When I was a child.
When I was
when
a child.
Good. I spake as a child.
I spoke as a child.
I understood as a child.
I understood as a child.
I thought as a child.
I thought as a child.
But when I became a woman.
But when I became a woman.
I put away childish things.
I put away childish things.
Now, what word did I change? Who could tell me?
Ways.
Wait.
I changed the word in there. What word did I change?
Man.
Man. Who said that?
Talana.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sister Talana, let the children do it for me this time. You listen, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, that's okay. So, okay, so we changed the word man. Why did I change the word man, Alexis?
Because we're all women.
Yes. Ooh, you all are brilliant. Very good. Because we're young ladies or a woman. Okay, I'm a woman and you all are young ladies. Very good. Got two smart young ladies on the phone. I'm proud of you all. You all are going to go up in the fear of the Lord. So I thank God for both of you. Well, 1 Corinthians 13 is our foundation scripture, all right, because we want, you know, our children to grow up and mature in the Lord. We want each of you to grow up and to mature in the Lord. So you can be grown and not yet grown up in the Lord or in his ways. You can still be drinking milk, but God is calling all of his children, no matter what age, now to eat meat and to digest it well. Now, I'm speaking in spiritual terms, so grasp by the Spirit what I'm saying to you. Our children are hungry for God, and they are running after God like a deer that thirsts, that is thirsty. You know how it is when you've been in the hot sun and you haven't had water, seemed like, for hours and hours. You're so thirsty. Well, that's how many people run after God. They for him. Hello? Okay, their souls are panting after the true and living God. Our children are leaving the ways and the things of this world. They are losing. All right, someone's breathing just a little hard. Would you back away from the phone a little bit, please? I appreciate that. Our children are losing and leaving the things of this world behind. They are losing interest in the worldly things. And thank God Almighty that boys to men, girls to ladies, we are here to feed our children. The Bible says that Jesus said, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. In John 21:15-16. So we must feed our children. We must not starve them. So Father God said in his word in Matthew 19:16, suffer little children and come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And then he laid hands on the children and he blessed them. So in the spirit, I'm going to lay hands on Maya and Alexis, and I'm blessing them. I'm blessing them with all the spiritual blessings today. If there are any more someone's on phone is just kind of, they're moving their phone around or breathing a little bit hard. You back away from the phone and not touch your phone. All right, thank you so much. Don't touch your phone because it's kind of moving and being a little bit distract, a little distraction. So what we're saying here is that we must feed our children until they're able to feed themselves. You know how, like, when you're a baby, you know, you can't feed yourself. Your parents feed you. But then when you get a certain age, they, you know, you begin to, you know, hold your own bottle. And then after a while, you get a certain age, and you can eat some solid food. And then, you know, then after a while, you get a little few teeth, you can eat some meat. So we need some spiritual teeth so we can eat some solid food, so we can get strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, in Revelations, we might say, who is going to feed us as adults? Well, God thought of everything. In Revelation 7:17, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto the living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Jesus is the Lamb that will feed us. All right. So we have to keep on the Lord to feed us. Okay? And adults, we have to feed our children spiritual food. So in order to feed our children food, we got to eat ourselves. All right? We have to eat ourselves. Now, let me see. Alexis, are you still there? Alexis? Okay, I think her phone dropped. All right. Talana, are you still there? Talana? LaMaya, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. All right, so someone dropped. Alexis, are you there? Okay, she may have dropped. Okay. Someone dropped and then they came back. I wasn't sure who it was. Alexis, are you back? Okay, she's not back yet, but maybe she'll be back soon. Okay, Talana, are you there? Okay, not right now. They are not there. Okay, I thank you so much for moving away from your phone. Now it's peaceful. So, LaMaya, are you ready to pray?
yes.
Okay, good. All right, so we're going to let you pray. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. Someone's back on. Okay, hold on. Hold on 1 second. Let me see who it is.
It's me, Pastor G.
Oh, okay. All right, good. I think Alexa dropped. Okay, that phone is that you, Talana, moving your phone around?
No, Alexis has a cell phone. I told her to put it on mute because I don't know if that's her or not. She said it wasn't her, but I just told her to put it on mute.
Oh, okay. But I'm going to need her to put it back on so I can speak with her. So, Alexis, put your phone back on and just move away from the phone. Does she have a speaker phone?
It can go on the speaker.
Okay.
But if it goes on the speaker, you may hear echo.
I understand what you're saying. Okay. All right, well, maybe she may need to keep it to her ear. Okay, whatever works best. Alexis, are you back on? Okay, she's not back yet. Okay, LaMaya, go ahead
yes.
and say your... Alexis, you're back? No, not yet. Okay, LaMaya, go ahead and say your prayer, babe.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, I just ask that you watch over anybody that's on the radio show tonight. I ask that you just give Sister Teresa the word to say and basically a good word or passage
with you. I ask that you just let her be able to teach us more about you and be able to let us know more about you. And I ask that you just hold back any type of wound damage or any type of mess ups that's trying to basically mess the show up. I ask that you just bind back anything that's destruction of God. I ask that you just watch over anybody that may be going through something and that they may learn something from this. I ask that you just keep your arms of protection around us all and let us be able to have many more shows and that we basically save more lives. And I thank you for letting me be able to be saved. And thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen. And Father God, we continually come before your holy presence with thanksgiving, O God. And Father, we repent for any sins, iniquities, transgressions, even little foxes that spoil our vine. And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you are great and greatly to be praised. And Father, I cover each person on the boys to men, girls to ladies with your precious blood, O God. And Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus, that you allow us, your children, to come before you and call upon your name, that we could call upon your name morning, noon, or night. We can seek you early in the name of Jesus, or we can seek you in the midday, or we can seek you at night. But Father, we are grateful that each time we seek you, you hear and you answer. So, Father, we bless you, and we thank you. We give you much thanks and much praise today, O God. Father, I lift up each child, Mokoshe Baka, that's on, boys to men and girls to ladies, and their families, O God. I pray a hedge of protection around them. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for finances for their family. I thank you for provisions for their family. I thank you for healing for them and their families. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that each child in Mokushebaka is already 10 times smarter than their friends, O God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for divine protection for them, divine healing, excellent health. In the name of Jesus, I lift up their friends before you, Father, and I thank you for protecting them, providing for them and their families, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for their being taught of you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for them having godly teachers over them to teach them and train them your ways. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for the whole village, for our children, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for that spiritual village teaching the children your ways. Mokoshe, looking out for them in the spirit and in the natural, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe Bakade Shikedebaka, and also living holy, righteous lives before our children, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe Baka, I lift up their teachers and the faculty and staff at the schools where they attend, even the schools where they will attend. I thank you for holy environments, righteous environments in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the power of your might, Mokoshe, being in the schools, in the teachers, the faculty and staff, the children and their families, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that you are willing, Mokoshe, and able, Mokoshe, to come forth, Father God, in mighty and powerful ways. Bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy. Mokoshe Bakaria, I bind up phone voidance, Mokoshe, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for every family, Mokoshe Bakari, on boys to men and girls to ladies, in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe Bakaria, we thank you for what you're doing on their behalf, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for spiritual growth for each and every person on the line, Mokoshe Bakade Shikere Didia, that we will grow spiritually, Mokoshe, even as we grow physically, Mokoshe Bakade, that we will be upright, Mokoshe Bakade, before you, Father God. And we just thank you, Father, for what you're doing in the midst of us. And I thank you for protecting those that are in cold climates, oh God, providing heat for them, food for them, protection for them, everything they need, the right clothing, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you do hear, you do answer our prayers. And we just thank you for what you're about to do on boys to men, girls to ladies today. In Jesus' name, we adore you, Father. Honor your holy presence. And we give you thanks. We give you thanks. We praise you. We bless you. You are holy, God. You are righteous, God. There is none like you. None can compare to your greatness, oh God. None can compare to how wonderful you are. You are a God of mercy. You are a God, Mokoshe, who hears and answers. You are a living Father. And we thank you today. So have your way, have your way, have your way. In Jesus' name, we thank you today. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, we're going to have a little bit of review today. Let's see. Alexis, did you put your phone back on yet? Okay, not yet, but that's okay. All right. So last week and the week before, we talked about the Bible. And Lamaya, how many parts does the Bible have?
Two.
Two parts. Very good. Okay, what are the two parts?
The Old Testament and the New Testament.
Old Testament and New Testament. Like I said before, you are brilliant. You are a brilliant young lady. Thank God for you. Okay. Now, how many books are in the Old Testament, Lamaya? Just take a guess. I'll help you.
39.
Excellent. Hallelujah. I tell you, you're a brilliant girl. You remember. Very good. 39. How many books are in the New Testament? Are you counting them?
18.
You counting them?
27. Yes, 7.
How many?
27.
27, okay. All right. So in the Old Testament, now you got to start remembering. I'm not going to give you time to count that every week. You got to remember it. All right? You got a good memory, girl. So there are 39 books in the Old and 27 in the New. So how many books in the whole Bible, Lamaya?
60. Wait, hold on.
All right, got that great brain working. Good for you, girl. How many books in the whole Bible?
39 and
39 and 27. Add it up in your head. How many is 9 and 7 is how much? 9 and 7 is how much?
16 and then 5 is 5. So it's 56 books altogether.
All right, nope, you forgot to carry that 1 from that 16. Right. You're close.
66 books in this Bible.
How many?
66.
Very good, 66. Now, so next time when I ask you how many books in the Old Testament, you're going to say 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament, and 66 books in all. All right. So let's turn to the table of contents. Alexis, if you're on there, turn to the table of contents. Now, the first 5 books are the books that we studied last week. We actually just talked about them a little bit. So, Lamaya, tell me, what are the first 5 books of the Old Testament?
Acts.
Open to the table of contents.
Yep, I got it. Okay.
Okay, good. Very good. Just take your time. You're doing great. Now, look in the Old Testament. How many, tell me the first 5 books of the Old Testament.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Okay, good. Now, remember, there's no and in between those books, so go read it again.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Very good. And even when you read Numbers, you don't say and. Like if you're reading 1,027, you don't say 1,027. You say 1,027, all right? So you're doing great. This is a learning experience, okay? I'm learning, you're learning, we're all learning. And mainly we're learning about the Most High God. So the first five books in the Old Testament are called the books of Pentateuch. All right, those are the beginning books. And those first five books, we believe, were written by Moses.
Yes.
The first one is Genesis, and that's the book of origin. That means the beginning book. All right, and that was where God said, and let there be. And guess what? When he said, let there be, it was. He said, let there be light, and light came forth. The next book is Exodus. That's known as the book of deliverance. That's how Moses, he helped deliver the people of Israel out of bondage. All right? So everything that I'm teaching you is building on to the next thing. So each week I'm going to review, and then we'll build on to the next thing that we're going to be talking about. So the third book, Lamiah, what's the third book?
Third book is Leviticus.
Keep it open to the table of contents. Third book in the Old Testament.
Leviticus.
Leviticus. Very good. So we've got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and what's the fifth one, Lamiah?
Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy. Very good. Now, the book of Genesis is the book of origin of the beginning. Exodus, known as the deliverance book. Moses helped deliver the people of Israel out of bondage. Now, the next one, Leviticus, that's the third book of the Pentateuch. It's the book of law. That's where God gave us the law through Moses. And it teaches us about how to live, morals, cleanliness, and about different foods we should eat. And it talks about sacrifices, laws, and rules. Now, laws are the rules that, you know, like in your home, your mother may say, now make sure you keep your shoes in order. You know, don't throw them in the closet. Keep them neat and orderly. Or your teacher may say, let's clean your desk out. Keep your books, you know, your math book here, your science book here, your reading book here. So that's order. So that's how God is. He established order for a reason. You know, if you got throwing your shoes here, or you throwing all everything in a pile, you know, if you got to go quick, you can't find anything. That's one of the reasons for order. So, you know, if you keep all your sweaters together, all your blouses together, that's order. Okay, in school, if all of your desks are, you know, maybe in a particular way, that's order. So we have to keep order in our lives. All right, now the book of Numbers, that's the book of pilgrimages. That's where they took the journey, and it took them 40 years. Now, it was supposed to be an 11-day trip, but it took them 40 years. And I'm going to tell you a secret. Don't grumble. Don't grumble. Adults, don't grumble. Because during this 40 days, you know why it took these people 40 days? Because they were grumbling. They didn't like this. They didn't like that. I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't want it this way. I don't want it that way. God should have did this. God should have did. They grumbled all the time. So if you want to get to someplace quickly in the spirit, thank God. Say, Lord, I thank you for the food you provided for me. Lord, I thank you for keeping me healthy. Lord, I thank you for the life you've given me. Lord, I thank you for the trials I've gone through. Lord, I thank you that my grades are good. Lord, I thank you for my mama. Lord, I thank you for my daddy. Lord, I thank you for my sister. Lord, I thank you for my brother. Lord, I thank you for my church family. You know, be thankful to God for everything. The word of God said, in everything give thanks. Now, that next book, Lamiah, the fifth book, what is that one, Lamiah?
Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy, yes. Now, in Deuteronomy, the law is repeated. Okay, it's repeated again by Moses. All right, so you got your Bible, Lamiah, and everybody. Okay,
yes.
So this time we're going to do something called Scripture Search. And Lamiah knows all about it. Alexis, I'm glad you're listening. Scripture Search is where we look through the Bible. We keep our Bibles closed, and then we look through. I'll give a scripture. And then when the person finds it, they read it. So Lamiah is the only young one on here that's on live right now that's speaking with me. So she's going to find the scriptures today. Adults at home, get your Bibles out, adults. I want you to find them, but I only want Lamaya to read them now. Usually when we have several children, the first one that find the scriptures, they read them, okay? But in this case, we have just one young lady on with us. So I'm asking adults and children, get more children, call more children, call your grandchildren, call your neighbors, call your grandchildren, your friends' children, and give them the number so they can be on. You know, God winked at ignorance one time, but he don't want us to be ignorant no more. He want us to know his word, even as children. So that way, when, we hear the word, we'll say, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, wait a minute, there's a mistake in what that person read from the Bible or what they're speaking about. We won't be ignorant of God's word. We'll know it. So, Lamaya, you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, good. So the first scripture today is Proverbs 10:1. So go ahead and find it. Proverbs 10:1, and then you're going to read it. Say your name. You know how we do it. We say our name, and then we read it. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. Everybody can find it that's listening online. That's listening on the radio today. Everyone can find it. But I only want Lamaya to read it since she is, you know, the only child that's participating right now.
10:1?
Yes, Proverbs 10:1.
Okay.
That's right. Go ahead.
The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father. A foolish son is the heaviness of his mother.
Okay, very good. Okay, I'm going to read. Let's read it together now, Lamaya, on the count of two. One, two. Proverbs 10:1. The Proverbs of Solomon.
A wise son.
Maketh. Can't hear you, Lamaya.
Make it
a glad father.
But
a foolish is the heaviness of his mother. Okay, very good. All right, good job. All right, now close your Bible. And the next scripture. Got your Bible closed?
Yes.
Good. The next scripture is Proverbs 20:11. Proverbs 20:11. As soon as you get it, state your name and then read it. So that way we'll stay in practice. So if there's several children on, you know, I won't be confused as to who's reading.
20:11?
Yes, Proverbs 20, verse 11.
My name is Lamaya. Proverbs 20:11.
What are we going to do? We're just going to say Lamaya. Instead of
Lamaya.
My name is. Okay, so just say Lamaya, Proverbs 20:11, and read it.
Okay. 20.
No, say
11.
Your name. Lamaya.
Lamaya, 20:11.
Proverbs 20:11.
Even a child is known by his doings, whether it's work.
Start again. Lamaya, Proverbs 20:11. Do it again.
Lamaya, Proverbs 20:11. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right.
Amen. That was excellent. Good job. All right, now, read it with me. Proverbs 20:11.
Even a child is known by his doings
whether
his work be pure
or
and whether
it be right. Okay, good. Close your Bible. You did great. I'm so proud of you, Lamaya. All right. Got your Bible closed?
Yes.
All right, good. Now, turn to Proverbs 20:20. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20. And remember, state your name, Then say the scripture, then read the words. Proverbs 20:20. Okay, move back a little bit from the phone. Proverbs 20:20.
Yeah, Proverbs 20:20?
Yes.
Okay. Lamiah, Proverbs 20:20. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness.
Very good. All right. Okay, let's read it together. On the count of two. One, two.
Proverbs 20:20.
Whosoever curses his father
or his mother,
lamp
shall
be out in obscure darkness. Okay, good. I'm going to give you one more. So close your Bible. You have done an excellent job. Proud of
you.
Go ahead. One more. Close your Bible.
Okay.
All right, this one's Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. You are doing an excellent job, Lamiah. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Ephesians 6, 1 through 3.
Ephesians.
Is that in the Old or the New Testament, Lamiah?
It's in the Old.
Are you sure? Look in the table of contents to see if it's in the Old or the New. Ephesians. I'm sorry, what did you say?
It's in the New.
Very good. All right. See, that's how we do. We check. If we're not sure, we check the word. We check to see where it is. You're doing great. All right. Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3.
It's 5. Can you repeat that again?
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3.
Okay.
Do you have Ephesians?
Not yet.
Okay. Look back in the table of contents, find the page number, and go way over towards the back of your Bible.
Okay.
It's way over.
Oh, I found it.
Okay,
now,
great.
What was the scripture again?
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3.
Six.
You're doing a good job. I'm so proud of you.
1 through 3. Okay. Lamiah, Ephesians chapter
6. Nope. Start again.
Ephesians chapter 6.
State your name.
Oh,
and then
Lamiah,
and then read the words.
Lamiah, Ephesians 6, chapter 1,
nope.
2, I mean,
stop.
Verse.
I'm going to do it for you. Sister G, Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Children, obey, and then so forth. Now you do it.
Lamiah, Ephesians 6, verse 1 through 3.
Nope, do it again. Listen to me. Repeat after me. State your name. Lamiah.
Lamiah.
Ephesians.
Ephesians.
6.
6.
1 through 3.
1 through 3.
Excellent. Now you do it on your own. Start again. Good.
Lamiah. Ephesians 6. 1 through 3.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is the right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
Girl, you an excellent reader.
Thank you.
You read very well.
I'm so proud
of you, Lamiah. Woo! You did an excellent job. Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Lamiah, do you have a favorite scripture?
Not really.
Okay. Well?
But I can find one.
Okay, you don't have to find it today, but just be thinking about it for next week. Now, we're going to turn to my favorite scripture. It's in the Old Testament.
Old Testament.
Yes, so turn to the table of contents. This is one of my favorites. I have many favorite scriptures. This is one of them, but turn to the table of contents.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want you to go straight down and find Joshua.
Joshua.
Look all the way down, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua. You see it?
Yes, I do.
All right, so go over to Joshua in your Bible, the first chapter.
First chapter.
Mm-hmm. First chapter. It's right after Deuteronomy. It's the first chapter. You have it? You see it?
Yes.
Girl, you did that quick. Very good. I tell
you
what, you're getting really good. All right, Joshua 1:8. Sister G, Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate therein day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then I shall have good success. I'm sorry, for then I shall make my way prosperous, and then I shall have good success. What word did I put in there, Lamaya? What word did I put? I'm going to read it again. Sister G, Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate therein day and night. What word did I put in there?
You put my and then I.
Very good. Yes. I made it personal. So when you're reading the Word of God, you can make it personal. You know, when you're reading the 23rd Psalm, you say, Lord, you are my shepherd. Lord, I shall not want. You can read it personal. You can speak to the Lord like you're talking to him. Just you and him. You can do it personally. All right, so I'm going to read some declarations. And declarations is just things that we know will come to pass if we speak them. If we speak them. Because the Word of God says that there's death and life are in the power of our tongue. So I'm sticking my tongue out. And I'm going to speak life into the children all over the world. I'm going to read these declarations. All right? The first one. I decree and declare our children will be saved while they are young, and they will be faithful to Father God all of the days of their lives like Samuel. I decree and declare our children love their God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their might, the true and living God. I decree and declare our children love others the way God wants them to. I decree and declare our children love themselves. I decree and declare our children will live long, productive lives, and they will honor their parents daily. I decree and declare our children live lives of integrity, and they fear God. I decree and declare our children are safe, protected everywhere they go. I decree and declare our children are loved and respected. I decree and declare our children are very smart and have good common sense. I decree and declare that our children learn quickly and are knowledgeable about the things of God and the things they need to know. I decree and declare our children are sensitive to God's spirit, and they have keen discernment and are obedient to Father God. All right, so Lamaya, you think about declarations for next week, your favorite scripture, and declarations. And then maybe you can write out one during the week. Ask your mom to help you write out a declaration. And you decide, you know, go through the Bible and say, yeah, I like this scripture. Well, yeah, I like this one too. But oh, I like this one the best. Oh, and this was my favorite. So you pick out your one that's your favorite scripture, and then you start to memorize it. You may not memorize it by next week, or you may. It just depends on, you know, what you would like to do. But anyway, last week I gave you a Who Am I scripture, Lamaya, and your scripture was found in 1 Samuel 2, chapters 1 through 36. Now, do you have a tablet, Lamaya, to write your scriptures in? Yes or no? I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
No.
Okay. So ask your mom to get you like a little tablet, or your Auntie Sandra, she's on the line, to get you like a little tablet so you can write your scriptures in them. You can take notes, you know, sometimes when I'm speaking to you, or even to, you know, the other children, you can take notes. So always keep paper and pen before you and your Bible whenever you're on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. All right?
Yes.
You've done an excellent job today. I'm so proud of you. All right. Now, who is your Bible character? Who, from 1 Samuel chapter 2, 1 through 36, who's your Bible character?
It was Hannah.
Okay. All right, and then, Hannah, and what was her baby's name?
Samuel.
Good. All right, it was Samuel, okay?
Yes.
So Samuel was Hannah's baby, and how did she get that baby? She did
she
what?
She prayed to God and asked him, could he give him her a son?
Okay, a man child, she said. Yes. Girl, you read the word. That's great. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you. You're doing an excellent job. All right. So Diamond scripture was Numbers 12, 1 through 2. And her Who Am I character was Miriam. It was Miriam. So Lamaya, the promise that I made you all was that the one who had who found their scriptures and gave me the correct Bible character, you know, that found the most of them, would get a Walmart card at the end of the month. So far, you have gotten yours correct each time. On the 1st and the 8th, I gave it out on the 1st, so you got them correct both times. All right, so I am so proud of you, my darling. You are doing an excellent, excellent job. So let's review a little bit. We were talking about who is God. In the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about who is God. God is our Savior. He saves us from sin. Who is God, Lamaya?
God is our Creator. He's the one that has sacrificed his Son for our well-being. And
hey, girl, like I said, you're brilliant. Go ahead now. That's awesome. I love those answers you're giving us. Excellent. Girl, I'm learning from you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
All right. Who knows? You may be teaching a radio show one day or teaching children or even teaching adults. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. In everything, we must please God. So God is our Savior, our Father, and who else did you say, Lamaya? The one who does what?
Who sacrificed his Son for us.
Yes, the one who sacrificed his Son. What's his Son's name, Lamaya?
Jesus.
Jesus, yes. There's power in that name, Jesus. Jesus. All right, so God is our Father. And he protects us. He provides for us. He helps us when we need it. You know, we call on him. When you get up in the morning, you know, get on your knees and go before the Father. And even you can sit on the side of your bed or, you know, you can say, Father, I thank you for watching over me last night. Father God, I thank you for the love you have for my mom or my dad and me. Father God, I thank you for my family. I thank you for my friends. Father God, I thank you for getting me to school safely on time every day. Father, I thank you that you love me so much. You gave Jesus for me, or whatever it is. Now, you know, sometimes, you know, we have different thoughts about things, and we may not always know what to think, but guess who helps us with our thinking? God does. So, LaMaya, I'm going to look at Philippians chapter 4. Can you tell me, LaMaya, do you know if that's in the Old Testament or the New Testament? Philippians, Old Testament or New Testament. You know how to find it out. Now, don't just guess off the top of your head. Philippians, is that in the Old Testament or the New Testament? Where are you going to look to find that out, LaMaya?
It's in the Old New Testament.
Okay, how did you find it out?
I looked in a table of contents.
Excellent. That's what you do each time. You don't know something, you look it up. And, you know, sometimes I'm looking in the Bible and I don't know the meaning of a word. I'm like, well, what does that mean? You know, I go online and look it up. But even before I went online, I used something else. You know what I used, LaMaya?
A dictionary.
Well, like I said, you're brilliant. I used a dictionary, and I looked up the word. So a lot of times I still don't know the meaning of a word. I have to get in the dictionary, and sometimes to broaden my thinking, I'll go online and get a broader meaning of it. So,
encyclopedia.
Yes, yes, girl. I told you you're brilliant. Woo!
Thank you.
All right. So I'm looking in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Philippians, everybody who's online, on the air, you can find it with me if you like. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. All right. But mainly, I am working with LaMaya and any other children who come on later. That's how we're going to be talking back and forth. Okay, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. You have it, LaMaya?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
All right, now this is another one of my favorite scriptures. And you know what God does? He's so good. Sometimes he'll give you a scripture. And you say, what? Where is that? What does that say? And you look in your Bible and you find it. Sometimes he just tells you a scripture. You go like, wow, look at God gave me that scripture. So sometimes he'll whisper scripture in your ear. You just got to go to it and write. I'll write it out when he give it to me. I say, wait a minute, now, this is important. I got to write it out, and then I got to find out about it, understand it, see what it means, what is Father telling me. So Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Read it, LaMaya, then I'm going to read it after you.
LaMaya, Philippians 4, chapter 8.
Leave that chapter out. Philippians 4, 8.
Philippians 4:8.
Good. LaMaya, Philippians 4:8. Do it again.
LaMaya, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Amen. Like I said, you an excellent reader.
Thank you. I love
to hear you read. Do you write, LaMaya?
You said, what did you say?
Do you write, like, poetry, or you write, maybe, you know, you may write down your thoughts sometimes?
Not all the time, but I read a lot.
Okay, great. That's good. Well, you may begin to write sometimes. You can just write down different things that come to you. You know, sometimes Father God gives children different things, and you can write them down. You can keep a little in that little notebook that your Auntie Sandra's going to get for you or your mother. You can write it down. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to read. Sister G, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So guess what? Father God even tells us how to think, because he knows if he leaves it to us, we're going to be thinking on the wrong things. You know, that's how human beings are. So Father God helps us. Every time we think the wrong thing, we say, oh, nope, wrong thought. Got to think on these things. whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever, you know, like sometimes someone may say something negative to us and we remember, we say, oh, nope, I got to think on the word of God. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things. So there's a lot that we can think on in the word. Now, remember, Joshua 1 says to meditate on these things. So we got to meditate on things that are true, meditate on things that are honest, meditate on things that are just, meditate on things that are pure, meditate on the word. Now, I hope you still have that same book open to Philippians 4. You have it open, LaMaya?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Go down to verse 13. Verse 13, and I want you at some point to memorize that scripture. Okay, Philippians 4. In this book, Philippians 4, it's a lot of good things in here. One of them is, you have it?
Yes.
I'm sorry, did you say something? I didn't understand everything you said.
I think I memorized it already.
You did? Let me hear you.
I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me.
Say it again.
I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me.
All right, say strengtheneth.
Strengtheneth me.
Very good, girl. I tell you what. Whoa, you excelleth all your friends. You smarter than your friends. Very good. I'm proud of you. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. And then, you know, you keep saying the word over and over. Let it get down in your spirit. And, you know, the word of God is able to do a lot for us, a lot of things for us. It heals us. It, you know, it can teach us different things. There's a lot in the word. God knew what he was doing when he wrote the word. He wrote the word of God. God honors his word above his name. So when we study the word, God honors it. It's already honored. So we got to study. Now, remember we were talking about who is God, and we talked about, you know, God is almighty. And in the beginning, he created the heavens and the earth. Now, no man could do that. Only God could do it. And then he spoke it into existence. Now, God is a spirit, and he spoke the world into existence by his words that he spoke. And you know what he gave us the power to do that too? We can speak things like those declarations that I was speaking. We can speak our lives into, we can say, I decree and declare, you know, different things, whatever different things God is putting in your spirit to decree and declare. And over a period of time, watch, God answer those prayers. He is a great God. He didn't stop when he created us. He created us in his image. We have a soul, a spirit, and a body. We are three in one, like God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So, you know, our soul, that's the spiritual principle within us, in each human being. All right, it's a person's total self. Now, the spirit is the vital part of us. It gives us life. It has breath. Our body is the main part of us, the main part. That's that part we can feel. You know, well, yeah, I got five fingers on this, on my right hand. I got five fingers on my left hand. Oh, yeah, if I touch my head, I got... Yeah, I got eyes and ears and nose. That's our body, all right? So is there anyone on the line today who is not saved and would like to be saved? You can press 1. This is the time of salvation. You can press 1 if you're on the line and you would like to be saved. You know, God saved his people from sin, and that's what we have to be saved from, our sins. And, you know, even those of us who are saved every day, we have to repent. So what does God save us from, LaMaya? Our sins. Yes, he saves us from our sins. So we have to, you know, ask every day, even though we're saved, we have to say, Lord, Forgive us for sinning against you today, because, you know, we're human. And a lot of times we do things we're not even aware that we're sinning against God. So every day, we have, you know, Job said he prayed for his children. He said, Lord, just in case they sin, I ask you to forgive them. He's talking about his children. So, you know, we have to ask God every day for forgiveness. So possibly everyone is saved on the line, but just in case, you know, someone listens later, you know, we can say, Father God, forgive us for our sins. We desire to be your children or your child, and we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins that we committed against you, Lord. And, Father God, we ask you to be our Lord, to be our Savior. And we thank you, Father God, for dying for us on the cross, for sending Jesus to die for us. Excuse me. And, Father God, we appreciate you. And we thank you for making a way for us to be saved. And we thank you, Father God, for saving us. And we receive you as Lord and Savior of our lives in Jesus' name. All right. Okay. So, now some of the other things that we've been studying, Lamaya, is I'm looking at my notes here. Last week we talked about negativity and how we can answer, you know, when someone says something negative about us. You remember what we say, Lamaya?
I don't receive that.
You got a great memory. I don't receive that. Yeah, when your friends say something negative about you or some adults say, you know, hurry up, you're too slow, that's negative. So we say, you don't say it out loud to an adult, though. You say in your head, I don't receive that. I walk very fast, or I can do things quickly, or whatever it is, you know, that you need to do. But with your friend, you say out loud, I don't receive that. They may say, oh, you know, you're going to get wet because blah, blah, blah. I don't receive that. I'm fully armored. You know, I got on my raincoat, my rain shoes. Are you going to freeze to death? Those are negative things. Some people say, oh, my back is killing me. That's negative. They speak that curse on themselves. That's a curse. And then after a while, they begin to have to go to the doctor, and they don't know why, because they spoke a curse. So remember this. Death and life in the power of our tongue. We have to be careful what we speak. So sometimes I have to be careful not to even speak at all, just to listen. We have to, you know, sometimes think about what we're going to say before we say it. So we talked about, you know, a lot of times people put labels on children. They say they have ADHD. You know some of those other things they say, Lamaya, about the children?
They say, ADHD is one of them. Sugar rush, adrenaline rushes.
Yeah, you got an adrenaline rush, okay.
Hyper.
Yep, hyperactivity.
Anxiety.
What else, babe?
Anxiety.
Yeah, anxiety. Okay, so actually, we don't have any of those things, and we don't claim them. Because mainly what we need, what do we say a lot of times in school when you sat so long, what do you need?
Fun. We need to release some of our energy.
How? Yeah, by exercise. By exercise. Maybe. And, you know, sometimes you can sit at your desk. I know sometimes I used to get my fingers from writing so much would hurt. So I would just start, you know, balling up my fists or wiggling my fingers or shaking my little hands, you know, not to disturb anybody, but just to even sometimes put one hand beside the other hand, you know, because sometimes in school you got a lot to write. So you want to massage your hands, or like, for instance, you've been sitting so long, your legs may bother you, so you rub your legs or whatever it is. But, you know, mainly when do you have a recess, Lamaya, at your school?
No. Us middle school students only have we only socialize during lunch. And that's basically our recess. And then gym, we do have recess. with Jim, we have free time.
Okay, okay. So in Jim, you have like a structure, you know, that you are. Do you have a physical education teacher or a gym teacher?
Yes.
Okay, what do y'all do?
We do games that's basically moving the body, basically burning off things that we don't need. And basically, it's for us, it enables us to move around.
Okay, do you play volleyball in PE, physical education?
Yes, volleyball and basketball. Soccer.
Good. Volleyball, basketball. What about trampoline? Y'all have a trampoline?
No.
Trampoline. Do you play baseball when it gets warm?
Yes.
Good. Do y'all have a track outside or somewhere near the school?
Yes. We have a tennis court as well.
Oh, great. Do you like tennis? Do you play tennis?
I used to, but as I got older, it wasn't my sport anymore.
What do you like best?
Basketball and volleyball.
Oh, basketball. You must be
and
quick.
Track.
Oh, and track. Okay, so you can jog. That's good. Very good. All right. Is that your puppy?
Yes.
I heard him barking. Is it dark there now, LaMaya?
Yes.
Yes, dark. Getting dark here, too, in Florida. All right. So, let's see, we're going to turn to the book of Proverbs. Remember, we started in Proverbs 1, so we're going to go back to the book of Proverbs. We're going to study a little bit in Proverbs today. I'm glad you're on here with me, LaMaya.
You're welcome. Proverbs.
Yep. Proverbs chapter 1. You have it?
Not yet.
Is that the Old or the New Testament?
New.
It is?
Wait.
Guess. Yes. Remember, you don't guess. You search it out. Proverbs. Where is it? Old or New?
It's old.
Old Testament, very good. When you're not sure, you check it out to see whether, you know, you check out the question that I'm asking you. Okay, you have it? Let me know when you get it.
You said Proverbs.
Chapter 1.
1.
Yes.
And then?
Verse 1. Proverbs 1:1, the first verse.
Okay. Do you want me to read it?
Okay, read the first verse.
Maya, Proverbs 1:1. The Proverbs to Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel.
All right, good. Read 2 and 3 also.
To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equality.
Equity.
Equity.
Very good. Woof. Excellent reader, girl.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. So, all right. So in Proverbs 1, who's speaking, LaMaya? Look in verse 1. Who?
Solomon.
Solomon, who's he talking to?
The son of David.
Okay, he is the son of David, but later on in the same chapter, it'll tell you who he's talking to, okay? He's going to be talking to someone. You are correct. Solomon, it was David's son. So David was Solomon's father, okay? Now, Solomon is known as the wisest man who ever lived. He asked God for wisdom, and God gave it to him. So we're going to be studying in this book a little bit. Proverb. What is a proverb? A proverb is a general truth or a rule of conduct. it teaches us how to live. So in verse 1, David's son Solomon, he's going to be teaching his son to know, look in verse 2, what's he going to teach his son to know what?
Wisdom and instruction.
Yes, to know wisdom and instruction, and to perceive words of understanding. You know, sometimes we can read something and we don't understand it. And we can pray, we say, Father, I need help. What does this mean? And guess what? Even in school, say like you're studying something in science and you look at, you say, Father God, I don't understand this. What does this mean? Or, you know, maybe it's a time where you just got to read on your own and your teacher may not be around for you to ask. And sometimes your teacher may not even know. So you can ask Father God, Father God, give me better understanding of science. Give me better understanding of math. Give me better understanding of what I'm reading. He'll do it for you. Lord, help me with this test, Father God. This is, you know, something I need to know. Bring it back to my memory. Father God will help you. So Solomon is talking to his son. He said, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive words of understanding. All right. What does Solomon talk about knowing, Lamaya? To know what?
Wisdom and instruction.
Yes, so wisdom and instruction. Now, wisdom is the ability to, you know, to discern something. Say, oh, that's what that means. Yeah, I understand it now. That's why, that's what wisdom is. It's, you know, like, it gives you insight into something. And nobody didn't even have to tell you. But it came straight from God. That's wisdom. Now, instruction is to give knowledge about something. And then understanding is to, you know, to grasp something mentally, to comprehend it, to understand it, to comprehend it. All right. Now, he said to receive instruction of wisdom in verse 3. You want to read verse 3 again, Lamaya?
Receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity.
All right. Okay. So, wisdom has to do with to take in knowledge, to take in what's being taught, to know what's being taught, if it's good or if it's bad. Because a lot of times we're taught bad things as well as good things. So when you have wisdom, you can say, that is not right. You know, your mother may tell you, Lamaya, if you go through a red light when you're driving, you know, you could get hit by a car. And then you're at school, you and your friends are talking, and your friends say, it's okay to go through a red light. But your wisdom kicks in and it says, wait a minute now, my mother told me, and I know my mother not going to tell me something that's wrong, so she told me if I go through a red light, if you drive and you go through a red light, you could get hit by a car. But your friend says the opposite, and you say, wait a minute, no, I'm not going to believe my friend. I know my mother is here to help me. God gave me this, my mother, so she's telling me the truth. So you got to believe. You know, have wisdom to know the difference when you hear something good, when you hear something bad. And I can remember, you know, growing up, my mother would tell me different things, and sometimes my friend tell me something different. I say, I'm going to obey my mother. Lamaya?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I heard somebody's phone. It must have just clicked off. But anyway, so we have to have wisdom to know when we're hearing something bad and when we're hearing something good, that calls for wisdom. All right, what is justice? Justice is, you know, to deal in truth correctly. And, you know, God is a just God. He deals in truth correctly. All right, judgment. What is judgment? It's to have an opinion about something, looking at it and deciding, you know, well, let me see now. If this is, You know, you ever seen a scale, LaMaya, with two sides to it? Have you seen those scales? Sometimes, you know, when I was a child, we used to have this show come on TV called Perry Mason. And at the beginning of the show, it had this particular kind of scale. And it had two
was
sides.
Was he a detective?
Huh?
Wasn't he a detective?
Yes, he was. He was. Actually, he was an attorney, but he did do, you know, detective work, too. And they used to make a scale that come on. It had two sides. You ever seen those?
Well, my mom, she used to watch it.
Yeah, right. She's a little bit older. She's not as old as me, but she, you know, she's older. So anyway, they had these scales, and it was two something on one side, something. I don't know what that noise is. That, you know, it sounds like, you know, somebody's phone went off, but we're just going to kind of ignore it. So these scales is like a justice scale. And if you put two things of the same weight, it's going to balance out. But if you put something light and something heavy, one side is going to go down and the other side is going to be up. Have you ever been on a seesaw, LaMaya?
You said on one side?
A seesaw. You know what a seesaw is? You know what?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you are on the seesaw. And maybe you and a friend, your friend's on one side and you're on the other. So sometimes you're up and they're down, or they're down and you're up, or vice versa. You're up and they're down. So, and sometimes you may be at the same level on the seesaw. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, good. So that has to do with, you know, like judging something. You know, a lot of times I've judged something wrongly. I've looked at something and I said, wait a minute, but I did it wrongly. And then when I found out the right thing, I said, oh, my God, I looked at that completely wrong. I thought this, but it's really that way. And sometimes I didn't even find it out right away. You know, I had an opinion about something, and then I found out it wasn't right. And I had to change my opinion. And sometimes, you know, I may have to correct it. So it's good to have good judgment. Equity, it has to do with being fair. Being fair. To be fair about something. All right, now, let's go back to Proverbs chapter 1. You want to read 1 through 6, LaMaya?
Can you speak a little louder because I can't hear you? Someone's breathing.
Oh, okay. Am I speaking loud enough now?
Yes. No, we're
okay, good. I'm sorry. I may have moved my mouth away from the phone a little bit. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Can you read Proverbs 1 through 6?
Yes, I can. LaMaya, Proverbs 1 through 6. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive words of understanding, to receive instructions of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to get subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings.
Okay, very good. You, like I said, girl, you're an excellent reader.
Thank you.
I love the way you read. You know how to emphasize on the right words, and you read with reflection. You do such an excellent job. I'm so proud of you. I know your teachers are proud of you, too, because you read so well. They
Thank
call
you.
Them a lot at school to read?
Yes.
And that's good. You're a great reader.
Thank
All
you.
All right. And the more you read, the better you can read. I know when I was in elementary school, I didn't read very well. I had to practice and practice and practice and learn how to read better. But I thank God that I learned to read better. And so sometimes Lamaya, are you breathing real hard again? Back away from the phone a little bit. You have it on speakerphone?
No, I was putting it on mute because to see if that was me.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Okay, so we've been talking about Solomon, the son of David. Now, David, you know, he was the king of Israel. And Solomon, his son, was the wisest man who ever lived. Now, let's look. Let's see. I think let's go to verse 4. To give subtly to the simple, the young man, knowledge and discretion. So, you know, Solomon, he taught his son, you'll see it in, you know, as we go on, he's talking to his son. And when we look in verse 8, we'll see he's talking to his son. Now, you know, sometimes young people don't have the kind of wisdom they need. So Solomon said, okay, well, let me tell you, my son, you got to have wisdom, knowledge. So he instructed him in the ways of God. When you learn the ways of God, because God created you, he put you on the earth. When you learn his ways, you will have a better understanding about life, a better understanding about how life should go, and just about things in general. So Solomon began to teach his son, and, you know, he talked to young people, to his son and to young people. So he said, knowledge and discretion. You know, sometimes we have to look at something and we say, now, wait a minute, should I do that? I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble. But anyway, he's teaching him how to, you know, before you just jump into doing something, you know, your friends say, come on, let's go. Let's get in this car, and we're going to go here. You have to say, wait a minute, my mama don't know where I'm going. I can't just jump in somebody's car. Oh, come on, girl, you chicken, what's wrong with you? Come on, you can't do it, what's wrong? Why you got to ask your mama every little thing? You know, that's nothing but the devil talking to those children to talk to you. So you got to say, wait a minute, my mama already taught me about that. Or, you know, my pastor at church, they told us about this. And I'm not going to do that. I refuse to do that. So that's what Solomon is telling his son. You know, be discreet about things. Think about them before you do them. What's going to be the consequences before you do them? If you do this, what will happen? If you do that, what will happen? So he's teaching him how to be wise. He said in verse 5, a wise man will hear and increase learning. You know, if a person is wise, they're going to learn a lot. But sometimes, you know, the opposite of wisdom is, you know what the opposite is, Lamaya, the opposite of wisdom? It starts with an I. Ignorant. Yeah. And you know what? If we're not wise, you know, we're ignorant. Now, ignorant doesn't mean we have to stay ignorant. We can learn. I'm ignorant about certain things. I don't know them. That's what ignorant, certain things you don't know. So then I say, okay, well, wait a minute. I want to know about certain things. So I got to study about them. So I may not know. So like you said, you could get the encyclopedia, you could get the dictionary, you could go on the Internet. Whatever way you learn, you got to start learning about that thing. Say like you see a word in the Bible, you may see the word wisdom. You say, wait a minute, what does that mean? You look it up. What is proverb? What is judgment? What is discern? So you look these things up. So that means that you're wise when you're starting to want to know things about, you know, the Bible. A wise man will hear and increase in learning. You know, even when you go to church, you take your little notebook and you take notes. You say, wait a minute, my pastor said this, he said that, let me see. Then you go home and you say, wait a minute, did he make a mistake in the scripture? Did he say the scriptures right? And you flip through your Bible and they say, okay, everybody turn to Psalm 23. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall want. Wait a minute. It said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So then, after a while, you begin to hear you begin to understand, and you know when they're making a mistake. Because you're wise and you're beginning to read the word more, you're beginning to know it when you hear it. So it says a wise man will hear and increase learning. So in school, you're looking in your math book, and your teacher's teaching, and you're listening, and you're listening, and you're listening. So then you say, oh, now I understand it. You know, when my teacher was teaching this yesterday, I couldn't get it, but now I got it. So that's wise. You're increasing in your learning. A man of understanding shall obtain wise counsel. Now, you have several friends at school, Amaya?
Yes.
Okay.
I have at least 15 friends.
15?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You are a popular girl. You're a popular young lady. That's great. Okay, so when do y'all hang out? Y'all hang out at lunchtime or?
We hang out during passing time. And then, like, when we, like, in the beginning of the day. Because
okay.
we have to have wait in the area, in this
okay.
waiting area.
Mm-hmm.
To get to our class. And so we hang out then and then at lunch. And then when we have free time during class.
Okay, that's good. So do you you have your own cell phone, Lamaya?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you text your friends?
Oh, I don't do texting and talking on the phone.
Okay, all right. So so you just mainly talk to them at school?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So that's wise. That's very wise. Because that way you can concentrate on your studies. You can read the Word of God. You can learn and increase in, learn wisdom and increase in knowledge. And then you don't have so many voices, you know, talking to you. So that's good. That's wise counsel. Okay. Verse 6. Read verse 6 again, Lamaya.
Proverbs 1:6. To understand a proverb and the interpretation of the words of the wise and their dark sayings.
Okay, good. Very good. Okay, so to understand a proverb and the interpretation. What's interpretation, Amaya?
Interpretation is basically mimicking or either trying to copy. Or basically explaining, and it could also be
what something means. When you hear something, you say, "Oh, yeah." You ever heard somebody speak in Spanish?
Yes, I'm an interpreter, actually.
Okay, good. So then you understand what I mean. You can interpret their language. Somebody speaking in English. And then somebody speaking in Spanish, and you say, okay, well, this meant that, or this meant that. They say hola, and we say hello, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So so that's what interpretation has to do with. Okay, interpretation, it says to understand a proverb, and the interpretation, the words of the wise, and their dark sayings. Now, sometimes, you know, God speak in proverbs, and we may not always understand it. Like in this book of Proverbs, he's speaking. We say, okay, well, what does that mean? What does this mean? So then we have to get our Bibles out and begin to interpret. Sometimes God will give you interpretations of something. You have dreams, Lamaya?
I do.
Okay. Sometimes you say, I had this dream. I don't know what that meant. And sometimes God may give you the interpretation. There was a young boy, and he had several brothers, and his father loved him more than he did his brothers. And his father made him a coat. You know that story, Lamaya?
Yes, that's Joseph. The story of Joseph.
Girl, like I said, you are brilliant. So you've been listening. Your mom's been teaching. You've been learning at church the story of Joseph. Now, Joseph had dreams, but he also could interpret his dreams. So there are children today that have dreams, and they can interpret their dreams. And sometimes, you know, they can interpret other people's dreams. So, All right. So let's look at verse 7. Read verse 7, Lamaya.
Oh, man. I just lost the page.
Okay, Take your time.
My dog just knocked my book off the table.
That's okay, baby. Take your time. You're doing really good. I just thank God for you hanging in there with me today. You've done exceptionally well.
Thank you. Oh, I found it.
Okay, good.
You said 7.
Verse 7.
Right?
Proverbs 1, verse 7.
Lamaya, Proverbs 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Well, fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Okay. All right. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Now, you know what? This fear has to do with respecting God. You know, like if your mother tells you something, you don't answer her any kind of way, you show respect. And so that's how we do God. You know, knowing that God gave us life, he created us, knowing that he is the Almighty God and that he, you know, the power of him, he has power over us. And that he created us, and he knows the day we were born, and he knows the day we're going to die. He's the Almighty God, so we respect him because he is our creator. He is our Father. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. So this fear has to do with respect of God. And it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Now, you know when we begin to learn things about God. We start to study his word, and we start to learn things. And some things we can just learn by reading. Sometimes people will teach us at church. Do you go to Sunday school, Lamaya?
Yes.
Do you go to Sunday school?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you have a teacher that teaches you different things about the Bible, right?
Yes, but now that I'm older, I have to stay upstairs with the preacher.
Oh, with the adults. Okay, and you're an idiot. That's what happened to me. When you get a certain age, you know, you leave the children's area and you go with the adults. So when I was about your age, when I was your age, we had, like, a lot of youth at our church, so they had, you know, like a teacher. And he was a youth teacher, youth pastor, so he would, you know, teach us. And then when I got a certain age, I had to go with the adults. So that's good. You can learn in both places. So, you know, they begin to teach you the word of God. They begin to tell you about instructions. And so now the next one says, the next part of that seventh verse says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You know, the Bible talks about a fool. It's somebody who hate for you to tell them something. You tell them something, they say, I know that already. I don't know. I know. Why are you telling me? I know. You have any friends like that, Lamaya?
Yes, they're combative.
They're what?
They're combative.
Yeah, don't you just hate that? You say it's blue, they say it's green. You say it's sunshine, they say it's raining. Just the opposite, very combative. I love, girl, your vocabulary is outstanding.
Thank you. I get it from my mom.
I get it from my mom. Yes, ma'am. Your mother's a smart woman. So,
thank you.
Yeah, you run into these combative. And you know what? Not only children are combative, sometimes adults are combative. You say up, they say down. You say right, they say left. You say go, they say stop. So adults are like that too sometimes, and children are like that sometimes. And, you know, the Bible calls those kind of people fools. They don't like wisdom. You know, you tell them about the Bible and they go like, uh-uh, I don't believe in the Bible. Some people do not believe in the Bible. Some people don't believe in God. And he created them. Can you imagine? That's foolish.
That's sad.
It is. It's very sad. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. You try to tell somebody, you know, like, I taught school, right? And so I'm teaching in school, and they go like, uh-uh, no, uh-uh. You're trying to tell them, well, baby, no, this how. No, uh-uh, it don't go like that. And sometimes it takes them a while to discover that, oh, yes, Miss Gantlin, Sister G, she knew what, how to do this. I thought I knew, but I didn't know. Now, sometimes teachers don't know certain things. We have to learn. Sometimes children know more than a teacher. Depends upon what they're studying. Depends upon the age of the children. So we're going to stop at about verse 8. It's almost time to get off. We've been on almost 2 hours, Lamaya. I thank God that you just hung right in there with me. So verse 8, you want to read verse 8? Lamaya, oops, I think her phone got disconnected. Yep, she's gone. So I thank God. I'm going to read verse 8. It's Proverbs 1:8. My son, hear the instruction of the father, of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. So this is Solomon talking to his son. And he's saying, now, son, you know, if it's your daughter, you can say to your daughter, now, daughter, I want you to listen to the instructions that I'm giving you. So he said, listen, listen, hear what I'm saying to you with your ear. Hear, and let it get deep down in your spirit. So that, you know, hear what I'm saying to you so that when you need these things, you can have these things, Lamaya. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard Lamaya can't come back, but she didn't come back yet. So you can have these things. So when you need them, you can. They'll be available for you inside your spirit, your mind. So he said, "My son or my daughter, hear the instruction of a father and forsake not the law of thy mother." So, we're going to stop at verse 8. So, you know, we got to start listening, teaching our children to listen. You know, when they start listening and hearing, a lot of people don't even make corrections in their children. They just let them say whatever they want to say, do whatever they want to do. But we have to correct our children. The Bible says, correct thy child so he can give you some rest. You know, children don't know any better. They won't give you rest. They'll just keep on you. I know one time when I taught school, one of the children say, oh, you know, Miss Gantlin, we know how to get our mothers to do things. We just stay on them and 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 stay on them till we do it. My mother tell me, look, I told you one time you better shut your mouth. They wouldn't let us keep going on and on and on and on and on and on and on. But sometimes parents of today, they allow their children to go on and 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 on. But there's a time when a parent have to take over, you know, and hopefully they won't wait until it's too late. So, Sister Talani, you're on?
I am.
All right, I'm glad you hung in there with me. Lamaya, you know, she must have got dropped or something, and I don't know, you know, exactly what happened, but anyway, I'll call her mother after we get off. But you want to say a prayer for the children for me, Sister Talana?
Yes.
And their families?
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity to come together and share with the young people, and boys to men and girls to ladies. We thank you for the instruction of the leader, and we thank you that every word that was shared in these young people's heart will not fall to the ground, but it will they will meditate on it. They will meditate on their word. They will meditate on the word of the Lord so that they can grow to be positive young men and young women in this society. We do thank you for the anointing that was upon Solomon and the anointing that was upon David, where David walked in the spirit of excellence and Solomon walked in wisdom. And we speak that anointing upon our young people that Sister G is called to cover, and those that are associated and affiliated with this line, even their parents, Lord God. We speak that anointing that the children will operate in a spirit of excellence. They will operate in a spirit of integrity. They will operate in moral character. And, God, they will be found to be 10 times better than all the learned because of the anointing that you've placed on their life for this time and for this season and for this mandate. Amen. And I bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hold on. Lamaya, are you there? Oh, you got dropped off. You want to call back Oh, you may not even be able to get back on. Can you get back on the radio? Okay, you're on my cell phone. You want to call back on the radio? Okay, I'm gonna hang up. All right. Yeah, that was Lamaya. Thank you so much, Sister Talana, for that prayer. I really appreciate it. So, Lamaya is gonna get back on in just a minute. But I thank God for, you know, the time that he allows us to get on boys to men and girls to ladies, because our young people are being tricked by the enemy. And so many of them are losing their lives. And so, you know, the Lord wants us to start teaching children while they're young so that, you know, they'll grow up knowing his ways, protected by him. And the enemy won't have his grips on them. So I just thank God that he allowed us to, you know, to open up this program, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, so that we can teach our children the ways of God. And they can have wisdom. They can, you know, have understanding of God's ways, knowledge and judgment. I don't know if she'll be able to get back on because it's about almost 7 o'clock and after a certain time. I don't know if people can get on. So she's trying to get on, but I'm going to try to wait a few minutes. We still got a few minutes before, you know, we're finished. So anyway, I thank God for those of you on. My sister's on from Ohio. Talana's on. And some other, your granddaughter, she may have gotten knocked off, Sister Talana. But I thank God the word must go forth. And one of the things I appreciate about Blog Talk Radio is you can always go back later and listen to the show. And many times people come on, I notice when they send me the status of, you know, who was on the show, not necessarily who was on the show, but how many people come on and listen online. They come on different ways and listen. So I thank God for the service that is available to us so that, you know, other people can listen at different times. So I don't know. It's almost time to go off, so Lamaya may not be able to come back on today. But anyway, I'm going to close this out in prayer. I thank God for this time that, you know, we had on. And I thank God for each of you being on. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before your holy presence, giving you thanks and glory, giving you honor. And, Father, we thank you that your word says where two or more gather together, you are in the midst of us. So I just thank you for your holy presence being here today. And we know by faith, Father God, that you are an awesome God, that you are the Almighty, and there is none that can compare to your greatness, O God. And we just thank you, Father God, for covering us, hiding us under the shadow of your almighty wings. And I thank you for children everywhere, Father God. I thank you for protecting the children all over Jacksonville, all over the United States, all over the world, oh God. And, Father, so many times when we look at TV, so many children, Lord God, are hungry. They are hungry for a meal for their bodies, oh God. So we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to feed them. physically as well as spiritually, oh God. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to continually protect our children, oh God. We ask you, Father, forgive us for ways that we have that's not like you, oh God. Father, we ask you to forgive us, Father God, for anything that we have brought, any curses that we have brought upon ourselves, upon the land. We ask you to forgive us, Father God. And Father, we ask you to create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit daily, oh God. And Father, we ask you, Lord, to continually walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. We are so grateful, Father God, that you are our Lord, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. And we speak blessings upon the children, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to provide for them daily, on a daily basis, oh God, spiritual food as well as physical food for their bodies. We ask you to go into the hospitals where children may be, Father God, where they may have disease upon their bodies or some type of illness, oh God. And we ask you to touch them, oh God, and those who are crying out to you in their inner spirits, oh God, that they might be healed, oh God. Hear their prayers, oh God. We cry for the neonatal babies, oh God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to allow them to be strengthened, Father God, and to grow in the name of Jesus, to come out of the incubators and be able to exist on their own with your power, your strength upon them, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you for the people who take care of them, the people who work in the neonatal care area, Father God. We pray, Father God, your hand of mercy upon them. Give them strength. Give them knowledge, oh God, as to how to take care of the babies. Even send in your mighty warriors to pray for the children, Father God. Nurses and doctors that are called by your name, that call upon you, that can pray for them, Father God. And, Father, we just thank you, Father God, for touching a mother somewhere in Africa, a mother somewhere, or a father somewhere in another continent, another country, oh God, touching them who may be crying out for their children, oh God, to feed them, oh God, to clothe them, Father God, to protect them, Father God. And, Father, we just thank you that you are a mighty God and it's nothing impossible to you, nothing too difficult for you. So, Father, we thank you for teaching us your word today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We bless you today. We honor you, Father God. Father God, I speak a blessing upon every child that their grades will begin to improve, particularly those who come on, boys to men, girls to ladies. We thank you, Father God, that their entire lives will begin to improve, that they will have more wisdom, more understanding, more knowledge of your ways, that they will be obedient to you, obedient to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. And so, Father, we just bless and honor you today, and we give you thanks for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we say, have your way, have your way, have your way, oh God. And we yield to you, Father God. So we thank you for blessing us with your almighty presence, oh God. We thank you for deliverance that took forth. We thank you for healing that took forth. I thank you for LaMaya and her family that came on today, Father God. I thank you for Sean's children today in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all the children, Father God, for Talana's granddaughter, Alexis, who came on, Father God. I ask you to continually walk with them daily, talk with them, be a lamp and a light to their pathway, be their shepherd, and they shall not want. Allow them to walk on greener pastures, Father God. Allow them to continually seek for you, search for you with all of their hearts, their soul, their strength, in the name of Jesus. We bless you today. We honor you today. Glory, we come to give you honor, and we come to give you praise, O God. And, Father, we just thank you that you are the almighty God and that we can call upon your name. We can say, Abba, Father. We can say, our Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that you are the almighty King. You are the almighty God. And we just bless your name today. We bless you, honor you, Father God. We thank you that you are a holy God, a righteous God. And we desire to be more like you. We desire to be your children, Father God, following you, honoring you, and blessing you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When another God wants to take your pain, Thank God for each of you. Have a blessed evening. God bless you. I love each of you. In Jesus' name, amen.